Hello and welcome to Lewis Nidas Law and the Lewis Nidas podcast. I'm your host, Holly Sonnebend, and today we'll be talking to Richard Greenby, a partner in the property department here at Lewis Nidas. Richard specialises in both residential and commercial property. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
What are the benefits of a lease extension?
Yes, certainly. So there are, just to take a step back, actually, there are two types of ownership in England, effectively. There's freehold and leasehold. Freehold is common with houses. Leasehold is the common arrangement with flats. And with a flat, basically, you have a set term to start off with. So typically, say, 125 years or 100 years or whatever the landlord is willing to grant on day one. People come to us looking for a lease extension. A lease extension is basically something which we provide a service for. A lease extension would extend the term by typically 90 years or whatever the landlord and the tenant are willing to agree between them. And the process, the result of that is the extension of the term, and it gives people an improved security.
Richard, what's your typical workload here at Lewis Nidas?
I would say the typical day starts with anything and everything. That probably doesn't answer your question, but I'll explain. Basically, we deal with residential sales and purchases, and a sale and purchase could be anything from freehold, leasehold, and acting for the landlord, acting for the tenant, acting for the seller, acting for the buyer. And the same applies in the commercial context. We deal with sales and purchases and leasehold sales and purchases as well.
Could you please explain the main types of legal ownership?
Sure. There are two crucial types. There's freehold, which is typically how a house is owned, or there's leasehold, which is the typical arrangement in relation to flats. Add an extra layer of complexity, people sometimes have what's called a share of the freehold, which means that they have two types of ownership. They own the flat, they own their lease to their flat, but they also have a share in the building itself, which is effectively what's called a share in the freehold. And more specifically, in relation to leases, a landlord at the start of a lease will grant a term. The term is effectively the number of years in a lease. So, for example, it may state in the lease 125 years, it may state 999 years, or it may even be a much shorter length of leasehold term. The crucial point for a lease extension, which I think you wanted me to discuss today, is that the client would come to us requiring an extension to their leasehold term. That is when the leasehold term has come to a point where it needs to be extended for different reasons.
And what are the different routes to getting an extension?
There are two types of extension. There's one called the formal route, which is when an owner of a property has held the property for 2 years and then wishes to extend the term by what's called the statutory route. In other words, a reference to the 1993 legislation. And what it means in essence is that the tenant is getting a 90-year extension to their existing term. And second to that, the ground rent clause, which can be anything from a few pounds to £100 or to a few thousand pounds even per year, is then removed and becomes what's called a peppercorn. A peppercorn is effectively either nothing or £10 if charged by the landlord. So just to go back to the original question, there are two types of lease extension. The formal route, which is the landlord granting rights under the legislation, or what's called the informal route, whereby the landlord and the tenant agree to extend the lease for an acceptable period of time. But the difference is that the cost of the extension can be less. So it's beneficial basically for someone selling a property to do an informal route if it's agreed by the landlord, because it could cost you a few thousand pounds less than the formal route, which provides the maximum length of term extension.
How long does the process of a statutory lease extension usually take?
The process commences with the tenant solicitor preparing the notice, informing the landlord that they wish to extend the tenant's term by 90 years and removing the existing ground rent clause. The landlord, upon receipt of that, has 2 months to respond to the notice. During that time, what happens essentially is that the the landlord surveyor will review the notice and come back to the tenant with what the landlord considers an appropriate sum. So in layman terms, the tenant will start off offering, say, £5,000 to extend the term. The landlord's solicitor will reply, having received the surveyor's advice, and may reply with a higher sum, for example, £7,000 or £8,000. In that instance, then, once the tenant has received the reply, they have 6 months to respond to the notice. And the tenant has the option, after the end of the six-month period, to get the leasehold tribunal to review the matter. So that provides the sort of outline in this matter.
What happens if you object to the counter notice value proposed by the landlord? And what are my rights in that situation?
What I would say is that there is a set process on this. You receive the notice from the landlord, that you consider that the value is too high and is something which you wish to negotiate. The statute, the legislation, provides that you have that opportunity. During the first 2 months, you're not in a position to apply to the tribunal for their independent assessment on the premium. However, after the first 2 months of receiving the notice, you have the opportunity to apply to the tribunal for their adjudication on it. The benefit is that they're an independent party approaching it without any bias, effectively. They'll review the arguments from the surveyor on each part and come to their own conclusions. And this is often, from experience, a very useful tool, because a landlord may use a negotiation tactic to apply a very high premium as effectively like a poker tool to see what's possible on negotiation. However, it is possible to get it resolved with a tribunal.
How much are your fees, and what other liabilities would I be liable for?
Again, thank you. That's an excellent question. Effectively, we provide a tailored service from start to finish on lease extensions. We deal with the preparation of the notice on behalf of the tenant, and then we deal subsequent to that with the landlord's counter notice reply. And if necessary, we prepare an application to the tribunal for their assessment on matters. Hopefully it shouldn't reach that. And more often than not, it's a very sort of structured process whereby we have the notice preparation, the receipt of the landlord's notice, and then dealing with the lease at the end of the process, whereby the landlord has confirmed the lease extension term, in other words, 90 years or whatever is agreed informally, and the removal of the ground rent clause. The whole process we can do for a set fee of typically, as a minimum, £1,250 plus VAT, but if it's involved, obviously we have to provide a more hourly rate service, but we do our best to keep it within the £1,250 plus VAT structure.
Richard, thank you so much for your time. Where can people contact you with potential inquiries?
Sure. I work here 9 to 7 p.m. and I'm here Monday to Friday, and I would be delighted to receive any inquiries relating to lease extensions. I often act for the landlord as well as for the tenant, but in particular for tenants, we have a strong speciality at this firm. We deal with all matters relating to lease extensions, including the preparation for tribunal work, and I'd be delighted to receive your inquiry.
That's all from the Lewis Nidas podcast today. You can find us at Lewis Nidas Law on Twitter and at lewisnidas.co.uk. Thank you for listening.